Welcome to Painting the Midnight Oil Podcast with your host, Dan Oils.
All right, so this week I have something special planned. So this is the very first episode that I am being interviewed. I'm being interviewed by two very special and important people. All right, do you want to introduce yourself?
I am Avery, the awesome guy.
Okay, and who's this young lady over here?
I am Renee.
All right. So my two children are going to interview me today, and we have two paintings that we are going to look at, right?
Yeah.
And you have looked at these two paintings, and you have thought about some questions that you want to ask me. Is that right?
Yeah.
So how much time have you had to look at these paintings and come up with some questions?
Like 5 seconds.
I was about to say
like 10 seconds, maybe.
10 seconds. More than 10 seconds. Yeah. But not much longer. Just a few minutes.
Like 20 seconds?
Yeah.
All right. I don't know.
So you have to remember, though, when it's your turn to speak, you have to get a little bit closer to the microphone.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so Avery, since you are close to the microphone and since you're the oldest, we're going to start with you. All right, so do you have questions for this one?
I've got questions for that one.
Oh, just for this one. Okay, so the very first one that we're going to look at is the Regal of Rock. All right, so what is your very first question that you have to ask? And then Renee, it'll be your turn, okay?
What gave you the idea to make candy? Like, what inspired you for candy?
Okay, that's a great question. So, what inspired me to utilize candy for the landscape? So,
candy's good.
Well, candy tastes good. It's not necessarily good for you, but I wanted to be creative, and I wanted to use different elements related to the movie theater experience. So, do you guys know what that castle is from? What movie?
Yeah, Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz, right? So, I wanted to.
I remember it.
Just be careful, sweetheart, around the painting, okay?
Because
so don't touch it, guys. Avery, okay. So I wanted to. I knew that I wanted to draw the castle from the Wizard of Oz, but I wanted to be creative and I wanted to use other elements that were related to the movie theater experience just to see how I could use my imagination in a different way. That I could still make mountains and I could still make clouds and I could still make flowers, but do it in a way that maybe no one else had thought of before. Okay? That's a great question. Okay, Renee, now do you have a question for the same painting or do you have a question for a different painting?
I have questions for both of them.
Okay, let's stick with this painting. So what's your question for that one?
So,
hold on, sweetheart. Why don't you talk into the microphone?
My question is for this one.
Okay.
Is why did you put like eyes on there? Like circle like eyes.
Ah, okay. So that's another great question. So those aren't eyes, but they do look like eyes, don't they?
Yeah.
Where?
Okay, so
here and then
don't touch it, sweetheart. Alright, so at the very
why did you touch
that? Yeah, come on. We're going to cut this interview short if you guys don't knock it off. All right. So, Renee, come here. Okay, see at the very bottom, the flowers?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so those are gobstoppers. Those are a type of candy.
I love those.
You've never had them.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so you see the flowers at the very bottom?
Yeah, they're like little.
All right, yeah, you're getting really close there, sweetheart. All right, come on. Get over here. All right, so you see those flowers?
Yeah.
Those are gobstoppers. So I always knew that I was going to have flowers down there. And I realized that if I had all those flowers down there, I wanted to have something that would balance that out, that had something that looked similar up at the top in the sky. And in these paintings, the last few paintings that I've done, I don't like to have a lot of empty space. I like to have a lot of activity in the paintings because it makes it busier and it makes it more complete. And I try and pack as many ideas and as many designs and as many shapes as I possibly can in these canvases. Because you see how big those canvases are?
Yeah. It's so like that, from here to here,
yeah.
It's really big. And then it's from here to here long.
Yep. So it's 3 feet by 4 feet. So almost as tall as you, Renee.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so if you were to lay down, which you've already done before. Yep, don't touch it, though. Yep, see, it's almost as long as you, right?
But I'm longer.
You are. All right. Ow! Come on. So that's a lot of fun when you have like a big canvas like that to try and fit in as many designs and as many shapes and ideas as you possibly can. All right, Avery, you have another question for that same painting?
Actually, yes, I do.
Okay, so remember to speak into the microphone, okay?
Oh, yes.
Okay. That's a little too close.
So, like, it's kind of funny how you used, like, that airhead as that air balloon.
Uh-huh. That's good that you saw that.
It's kind of funny.
Wait, where?
I think everybody would notice it, and I think you should maybe sell it for a lot of money, and somebody would actually buy it.
And then that's
we
the plan.
And then we could become rich, and then we could buy a lot of toys for Target.
You guys have plenty of toys.
I said,
but it would be nice to sell that. But I like having it in here. I like looking at it. Because if we sell it, then we can't look at it, right?
Oh, yeah. That's
true.
It actually reminds me of Nerds. Because there's actually a lot of Nerds in it.
So you know what else? That's great that you said that. That's a great observation. So you see that, like the Nerd characters?
Yeah, like this is a Nerd. Wait, did you put the...
Sweetheart, back up a little bit.
That's what I was talking about.
So that's a airhead hot air balloon. So I just wanted to have fun. I was trying to figure out how many pieces of candy could I figure out how to incorporate into this painting. So airheads, Nerds.
What are those?
So that's from the Wizard of Oz castle. Those aren't any special candy designs. Yeah. But do you all notice another Nerd design on there besides the Nerd characters? And it's going to be difficult to figure out without looking at a Nerd box.
Is this it?
Very close.
Wait, what? This?
Yeah, very good. So it's the clouds look like the Nerd designs on the box. That was a very good observation. All right. Do you have any more questions about this piece?
Can I go about that one?
Yeah, in
actually,
1 minute.
Okay.
Yeah, you have one more, Ave, or do you have a couple more? Okay, sweetheart, watch
why
out.
Are there like fruits there?
Okay, that's another great question. So you may not be as familiar with this one, but there's another candy called Mike and Ike's.
Oh.
Have you ever heard about that or seen that at the dollar store when we go?
No.
So next time we go, I'll show you a box. I don't think I have the box any longer. But that's another candy called Mike and Ike, and on the box, it's that exact same design. So I wanted to incorporate that because I wanted to try and incorporate as many types of candy as I possibly could. Okay. Thank you for raising your hand. Yes, young lady.
That's your own sister. That's your own daughter.
Yeah.
Why did you put like little dots on like here?
Those are
dots. They look like gumdrops. Right now you're getting very close, sweetheart. Please back up.
Why did you put the dots there?
Because I wanted, again, I was trying to figure out how many different pieces of candy I could fit on there and have it make sense. So instead of, do you remember the different characters from The Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
What are they?
The
doggy. The,
Toto. And what's the doggy? Yeah, Toto.
Toto. Dorothy. The scared lion,
the tin man,
the wizard,
yeah,
the Wizard
Dorothy.
Of Oz, and the Tin Man,
yeah,
and
so
the
Dorothy,
Scarecrow.
Tin
the Scarecrow.
Man, Scarecrow, and
the
Dorothy,
the creepy witch.
Well, yeah, she's in there too.
Wait, no, Glinda. Oh wait.
I don't know.
I was like, oh.
You
wait.
Started to say it. There's a fourth one.
Wait.
Dorothy, Tin Man, Scarecrow, and the
Scary Lion.
Yeah, the lion.
We said that. That was our first one.
Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, make sure that we were all saying it at once. Because there was a lot of talking going on at once. I want to make sure that everyone was listening.
Are you
going to
post this on YouTube?
Not on YouTube. All right. Because we all could look better.
And we're all laughing.
I'm in my paint clothes and, you know, Renee looks very nice and Avery looks very nice. But I look like a mess right now.
Yeah,
I'm not really YouTube appropriate.
Yeah, you even have like little paint spots on your pants.
Yeah, I'm in my pink.
And
yeah,
you're wearing sweatpants.
Yeah.
Well, I am too, but still, I'm. Yeah, I'm having blue pants on.
All right.
Okay, now that one.
So let's move on to this painting. So that one is. So we just went over the Regal of Rock. Now we are looking at. No, Renee can go first this time. Now we're looking at Beach Trippin' to Ocean City. You have three questions. Okay, let's ask one now, and then we'll get to your other questions here in a second. So what is your first question, Renee?
My first question is, why did you make the airplane look like a shark?
That's another great observation and a great question, because a lot of people that see that painting online, they probably can't tell that that's a shark design. So I was having a lot of fun with that. So remember when we played putt-putt golf in Ocean City?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that airplane was at that putt-putt golf course. Ave, please stop. Okay, do you remember that? There was a big airplane that was on display?
Okay. No, I do not.
Okay, well, there was a big airplane on display. It wasn't that color, but I was trying to incorporate all the different memories from our trip to Ocean City. Please relax. And that was one of them. But I wanted to have some more fun with it, because the one at the putt-putt was a green color, but I didn't want to put green there. I wanted to make it blue to balance out the blue down here. And then I was like, well, what else could I add to it? How else could I have fun? So those types of designs were on planes that fought in wars. So I was looking at some designs from a long time ago, and they used to paint their planes with shark teeth and shark fins, and so that's why I wanted to do it.
Okay.
Hold on. Now it's Avery's turn.
Oh, yay.
So why are the small stuff currently the painting bigger than stuff? Like, let me use an...
Remember to talk into the microphone, because I don't know.
Let me use a couple examples. Like, why is a hermit crab bigger than a shark?
That's a very good question.
And why is a crab this almost the exact same size as a huge lifeguard chair?
Okay, that's a really good question, Eve. So there's a type of style that this is called. It's called surrealism.
Ooh.
So do you know what realism is?
It's when you make something look real in one of your drawings.
Very good, very good. So surrealism is kind of like the opposite. So you create things that aren't really supposed to be that way. So I like painting that because it's a lot of fun, because I get to create things that you may have never seen before. So it stretches our imagination. It makes us think of things that we may have never thought about before. And that gives me a lot of joy. Renee, come over here, please. No, not right now. Okay, so... for me, I wanted to show all the vibrant colors of the crab. And I wanted to kind of have fun with it, because crabs aren't supposed to be that big, are they?
No.
No, but I wanted them to be a really big feature
of
the painting.
They're like this big and this long.
Yeah.
This big and this long.
But what else do you notice about the crabs and the hermit crabs?
I know.
They're different colors and like... this one, it moves
I'm sorry, go ahead. What were you going to say?
It walks this way, and it's red.
Okay, well, what do you notice about the number? How many crabs are there in total?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, so there's four. Now... are all four crabs the exact same, or are some crabs a little bit different than other crabs?
Okay, two are different.
Two are different. Okay. Now, that's very similar to our family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because there are two members of our family that are a little bit different. We're a little bit older, Mommy and Daddy, and you two are a little bit younger.
And then there's two boys, and then there's two girls.
Uh-huh. And
the pets.
And our pets. But if you just look at the parents and the children, that's why I have four total. I don't think I ever told you guys that. So the two hermit crabs are the parents, and the two crabs are you and your sister.
Wait, Can I be this crab?
You want to be that one, huh?
Yeah.
Why do you want to be that one?
Because it looks so funny because it like has like a little pot on its head. And that reminded me is like when I had a pot on my head.
When did you have a pot on your head?
I did not have a pot on my head. Luca had a pet on his head when he was riding the bike.
That's in the movie.
What movie?
Luca.
The movie's called Luca?
Yeah.
And
he was riding on the bike and he had a pot on his head.
Because he didn't want to show.
Because he was a sea monster.
Oh. Are you saying that you're really a sea monster?
No!
Luca's a sea monster.
And she likes the movie.
Okay. But you like the idea of having a silly cup on your head.
Yeah, and it's also kind of funny because he's like, oh,
so do you remember what that cup is from?
No.
Yeah.
What was it from, Abe? Do you remember? What did you eat out of that cup on our trip?
Don't tell me.
Wait, what trip? Like
our trip to Ocean City.
Lemon cheese ice. Was it ice cream?
Ice cream, very good.
Yeah, ice
cream. So that was from Dumpster's ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Remember how we all had ice cream there? And then, so Renee, you want to be that one, huh?
Yeah.
Which one do you want to be?
I want to be that one because it looks like it has his tongue out.
Okay. So which one should Daddy be?
You should be that one.
This one. Everyone's going to be that one.
Why am I that one? That's supposed to be one of you two.
Because these are boys and then these.
And that one's the biggest.
How do you know?
And that's the biggest one.
All right, don't point. Yeah, you're getting way too close with your feet.
Okay, it's my turn.
It's my turn.
Okay, hold on. I have one question. So why am I that hermit crab?
Or
why am I that blue crab?
Because I don't want you to be that crab. Because it has a big size.
It has a big what?
A big eye.
Big eyes?
Yeah.
No, that's part of the, those aren't eyes. Those are the... That's like part of the crab's claw.
Okay, yeah, I actually want you to be that one. You know why I want you to be that one?
Why?
Because it's the biggest, and this is actually your normal face.
My normal face is a very serious face, huh? I am very serious all the time. Huh? Am I too serious?
No, I'm not too serious.
From that painting,
it's my turn.
No, it's my turn. Because you just... No. So.
Well, you guys are doing a lot of talking at once, so it's very difficult to figure out who's supposed to be going right now.
Hold on.
So,
Renee, please. Renee, come over here.
Like, I have
questions. Okay, hold on. So you have a question about this? Let's stick
that
with...
One.
All right, you have two more questions?
So
hold on. How many more questions do you have?
I have four more questions.
Four more questions.
Only about this one. Only about
so,
that.
So, let's let Renee finish her questions, and then you'll finish the...
But I have a lot more.
Well, let's do...
I have like nine.
No, okay, we don't have time for nine more. Let's do two more questions each.
Okay.
So, Renee, since you're right there, why don't you go ahead and ask your question? But remember, sweetheart, you have to come over here. You have to ask your question into the microphone.
Can I move this over there?
Nah, why don't you just stay right there?
Okay.
Here, I'll go like this.
Okay. My question is, like, are these flowers or no?
They are. So,
Because I look like little dogs.
Yeah, so those are plants that... are very close to the hotel that we were staying at, the Carousel Hotel. Remember how we had those balconies? We would stay at our room, or we would stay at the hotel, and our rooms had balconies.
Oh, yeah.
So
there would be a balcony here, and then here.
So when I was standing on the balcony, and I was looking out at you guys on the moon bounce, there were a lot of plants between the moon bounce and the beach. And I wanted to incorporate some of those. Come down. I wanted to incorporate some of those plants that we saw, but I wanted to design where those plants went. Because a long time ago, Daddy wanted to do that for my job. I wanted to design where plants go. And so I had a lot of fun trying to figure out if I were designing that, which plants I'd want to put up against the moon bounce. Okay? So you have one more question?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
here you go, sweetheart.
Why did you put the gummy bear on the chair?
Ah, I'm really glad that you saw that too. That's a very good eye. So that's something that I've never really talked about before, but I wanted to, again, have a lot of fun with trying to figure out how I could incorporate all these different pieces and different elements into the painting. So what's one place that we like to go?
We like to go...
Mexico?
Well, we did like
we
going
like
to Mexico.
We like to go, like, a lot of times to, like go to, like, eat dinner places.
Yeah, so
like...
before we get... So at the very end of our trip, we like to go to one place, and it's where you get your... It's where you always want to get a lot of things.
Is that the candy store?
Yeah, the candy store. We always try to get like stuffed animals and just everything possible that they sell.
So every time we go there, we just get a stuffed animal. Sometimes we don't get a stuffed animal.
Sometimes you do. Sometimes we get
it. Sometimes we get a stuffed animal, sometimes we don't, but then we always get candy.
Yeah, so I was trying to figure out what kind of candy I could put in the painting. And I thought it would be kind of funny to have a gummy bear as a lifeguard.
A gummy bear as a lifeguard?
Yeah, that's the lifeguard chair. See the red cross? That means it's a lifeguard chair.
Oh my god.
So I thought it would be funny if I put a gummy bear as the lifeguard.
But how would the gummy bear swim?
It's going to get sunken in, or a shark.
Well, you never know. Maybe the gummy bear is a great swimmer.
And what if a fish eats it? Something.
The gummy bear looks like it belonged in the candy painting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I could have done that. But I already had gummy bears.
I'm a gummy bear. If I'm a gummy bear, I'm a yummy, funny, funny, looking gummy bear.
Are you saying that I should have done a better job with my painting, Renee?
No, I'm just saying, why did you put my painting?
My paint not meet your standard? That's what it sounds like. Please. Hey, Renee. Chill with the kick moves.
Instead of little children, you did little gummy bears.
I did. Uh-huh. That's a good observation. Okay.
Sing the gummy bears.
So no, we're not going to do that. Those were your two questions. Okay, now Avery, you have two questions?
Yeah.
Okay, so what is your first question? Now, is this about the Ocean City painting, or is this about the Regal of Rock?
I have one here and one there.
Okay, so let's ask the question about the Ocean City painting first.
So...
There you go.
So for Ocean City, why did you add a roller coaster? There's no roller coasters at Ocean City.
So
right? At Hershey Park.
It's a great question. There are roller coasters there.
What? We've never been.
You've never been there because Daddy selfishly doesn't like going to that part of Ocean City.
What? No.
Trust me, I don't like going on roller coasters.
Well, also because I didn't know that you like going on roller coasters until recently, because we went to Ocean City before Hershey Park. And now that I know that you like going on roller coasters, we'll probably go there. But where we stay is really far away from the roller coasters. All right, so maybe we'll do that next time we go. But to answer your question, the reason why that roller coaster is there is because... when I first started that painting, I knew I wanted the carousel in the middle, and then I wanted the sun and the marlin on the left, but then I needed something over here. So you see how there's a big shape over there? At the time, I didn't have a big shape over here.
So you decided the roller coaster?
Yeah, so I was trying to think of fun shapes that I could put that I had a memory of. And that roller coaster was actually my very first roller coaster. And I was really scared. I didn't want to go on it, but I went with my cousin. Remember Cousin Damon?
His cousin Damon.
So Cousin Damon, or my cousin Damon, is from California. And he used to come visit us in the summer. And my grandmother would take my cousin and myself down to Ocean City. And my cousin Damon is older than I am. And he was like, let's go on the roller coaster. And I was like, no, I'm scared. I've never been on one. He was like, oh, come on, let's go. It's not that big of a deal. It'll be okay. Aww. So I was like, okay. So he convinced me to get on the roller coaster, and I was really, really scared, but I did it anyways. And then I realized that it wasn't that bad. It was really It was just in my head. I was making it out to be a lot more difficult and a lot scarier than it really was.
Does it go upside down?
It does. And so I got off the roller coaster and I felt a lot better about it. And I was like, oh, that's not that bad. I was just really scared because I had never done it before.
How old were you?
I was older than you, I think.
I'm nine. I'm 9 years old.
I think you... Yeah, I think I was older than you.
Oh. Were you like 10 or 11?
Yeah, I wasn't much... If I was older than you, I wasn't much older than you.
So you were 2 years older then?
Maybe.
Maybe because I was nine.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe like three?
Because when I was nine.
What? No, I said maybe like... I meant like maybe like three more...
Three years older than nine? Do you know how many years that would be? What's 9 plus 3? Do you know?
Hold on.
Okay, now my other question.
Hold on.
12. Very good.
Okay.
So, hey, this is your last question, okay?
Yeah.
All right, now we're moving on to this piece?
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're going back to the Regal of Rock.
Yay!
Okay, now what's your question?
Yeah. All
right.
What is that?
So that is a upside down soda cup.
Oh.
To make it look like a mountain. So Avery is pointing to the object to the left of the sun. And that is an upside down soda cup to make it look like a mountain. And over here are upside down tubs of popcorn to make it look like mountains too. Did you ever notice that before?
I thought it was just like a bucket with popcorn.
Well, that's basically what it is.
You're like, that is actually basically what it is. And Renee was like, oh.
and then I was like, wait, that's actually what it is. Because a popcorn is like a bowl in popcorn.
Yep.
But except, sometimes it's a paper.
Well, so the reason why I chose that design is because what does the popcorn look like?
I know, clouds.
Yeah, clouds.
Darn it.
So I actually used that same design, and I made them clouds.
Dang it.
But, they're supposed to look like
clouds.
Yeah.
And why is there popcorn in this?
Because I wanted to make sure that there was popcorn that
like
was
clouds.
Spread around. Yeah, but I wanted to make sure it was balanced. So if I have lots of popcorn over here, I wanted to make sure that I had some popcorn over here too. Because if it was all concentrated in one area, it wouldn't look right. It would just be in one area. I wanted to make sure there was some distributed throughout the entire piece.
Okay.
So, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
How much minutes do we have left?
So, well, we're... at 28 minutes.
Uh-oh.
So we're getting close to 30. So that was really... Did you guys have fun doing that?
Yeah.
But we live here, so we could just do this anytime.
We could. So I think we'll do this if this podcast continues, because I'm going to take about 1 year off.
I'm going to be 10.
Yeah, you will be 10.
And then I'll be 7.
Yeah, and you'll be 7 too. So this might be the last few episodes of my podcast, but if I do start the podcast again next year, we'll do this. Every single time I have a finished painting, you guys can come in here and you can ask me questions about it, because you guys did a great job.
Yay!
Okay, so you guys may hear this if you're hearing this. By the time if you're going to actually hear this, I'm going to be 10 years old, all right?
And then how old are you going to be?
I'm going to be 7.
Yeah.
Because I'm 6 right now.
That's right.
And so I'm 9 right now.
Peg time.
Well, I'm 9, but since this is coming out today, I'm 10 right now.
Well, no. If
for the channel.
What?
Because the next time we're going
to
hear
this. Well, I'm going to post this later on this week.
What?
But if I take a year off and we do this again, then you'll be 10.
Oh.
Because you just had your birthday, right?
Yeah.
So a year from now, you'll be 10.
My birthday's in summer.
That's right.
My birthday was in December, so...
Yeah.
And it's December...
2nd.
My birthday was on December 2nd, and I turned 9.
Yeah.
And...
Okay, so... Did you guys have a lot of fun?
Yeah!
All right.
Bye, everyone.
See ya.
All right. Thanks a lot for your help. You guys did a great job. You had great questions. And I did not ask you which questions to say, right?
No.
By the way, I'm awesome.
Okay. And you are awesome. But you only had
like teeth.
Okay, you guys only had probably 5 minutes to look at these paintings while I got the microphone.
Yeah.
And you asked excellent questions. And you guys didn't know this, but you all asked questions about things that I forgot to discuss on my own when I looked at the painting. So it worked out really well. And it's really cool the way that that worked out.
Wow.
So great job, guys.
I am so awesome.
All right. You are awesome. And so are you. Thanks a lot for your help.
Bye, everyone.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Painting the Midnight Oil podcast. Come back soon.